Russell is. We are back from 10 in a row. I'm your host, Fanny Lacroix, and the last song we heard was Mr. Bublé crooning us up with Crazy Love. Now, ladies, I got some bad news for you. Bublé is off the market. Awesome talk. More horror flick than Beatlemania. Not what I had in mind. Anyways, yeah, an Argentinian model has stolen Mr. Bublé's heart. Although, you know, I'm sure she also has a PhD in, you know, biology. Smart and beautiful. I'm not judging. All right, people, that is all for moi today. Catch you tomorrow Friday, where to help you plan your weekend, we've got a film review of James Cameron's Avatar. The lineups have scared me away. I have not seen it yet, but I think this is the weekend. And remember, we've got the best music in the city. You can chat with me live every night, 7 to 8. Au revoir for now. No, but seriously, what is an Indian leg lesson? Seriously. Do I want to know? Fresh, hip, rejuvenated. We gave the apple a total makeover. Introducing BK Fresh Apple Fries with low-fat caramel sauce. Fresh, not fried. 100% apple, 100% delicious. Burger King, have it your way. Nip, tuck, weld. The 2010 Buick LaCrosse. Yes, we've had work done. Sweeping lines and sumptuous curves complement Buick's signature chrome portholes and waterfall grille. An intricately tuned 6-speed automatic transmission and direct injection V6 that maximize both performance and efficiency prove the change is more than just cosmetic. Buick.com. Take a look at me now. So first, let me be honest and say that I went to James Cameron's Avatar kicking and screaming. That being said, can't ignore the fact that 5 weeks after opening, it still sells out. So if you're planning to see it this weekend, especially the IMAX 3D version, get your tickets ahead of time. Here's where the movie succeeds. It creates a completely unique and impressive world. The storyline, plot, even the acting is secondary here, although Sigourney Weaver puts in a decent performance as the rough around the edges researcher Grace, as does male lead Sam Worthington. Why certain scenes fall flat, and many do, is when the words spoken sound so cliche it makes you want to snicker. I did. Or throw popcorn at the screen. I control myself. But despite all this, I found myself captivated by the world Cameron's created here, and it's more than just the special effects, although they are amazing. It's about the universal message he captures, that all life is connected, and our only chance of survival is to realize it. I even got teary-eyed. And for that, I give it 3 kernels out of 5. So that's what I thought. You? Remember to drop me a line telling me. Next week, something more up my alley. Tom Ford's debut film, A Single Man, starring Colin Firth. That is all for moi. Bon weekend and au revoir for now.